So the Gemara in Davlon Tes in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says the following. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Odom Rishon Lohuta Loi Bosa Lachila. Right? There's no Bosa Lachila. Dechsiv Lochem Yechlecha Ulechol Chayes Oretz, Vlo Chayes Oretz Lachem Lochla. Odom Rishon was not allowed to go ahead and to eat any meat. The problem is because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafnun Vov, goes on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ochol Toichlu, when the Gemara discusses the Shevet Nisnoch, and the Gemara says, Veloi Eiver Minachai. Okay, Veloi Eiver Minachai. So Tois asks the Kasha, in Dafnun Vov, on the basis of Ramaschil, Ochol Toichel, V'ad amrin lekaman de lohuta l'odam rishon b'sar l'achila. L'chera, b'sar l'achila was not muter to odam rishon. Says tois was hainu lehomis v'lecho. It was also to kill an animal and eat it. Aval misa mileva, an animal died on its own, sharia. You're allowed to eat it. V'yose l'apuki ever minachai, therefore there's a yisur ever minachai, de'afilu nofal me'elav, even if it was a limb of an animal that fell or that was cut, you're not allowed to eat because it's ever been a chai. Even though mitzad, the isur achilas boser, was not also unless you killed the animal. So that is shitas hatoisis. The truth is, the klichemda says that if you pay attention carefully, that is shitas Rashi also. Because the posuk, when Rashi goes on that posuk, Lochem yele ochla, Rashi says, Hishva koso bibes vechayes, velo yir shalodom liishtoi, lehomis bria velochol bosar. They were not allowed to kill somebody, to kill an animal, and to eat it. So it's just before Jesus to kill him. The truth is, says Glechemda, you could see the same idea in the Ramban Chumash. The Ramban Chumash says that he didn't allow them to eat animals because the fact that animals move, that they have some kind of a life, makes them choshuv, and made them at that time to have the same chashivas, the same importance as Adam, right? So says the Klichemda, the Shita Sarambani is that Adam that dies, technically he could be eaten cannibalism as long as from a dead person, there's no iso. There's only iso to kill chashuv on somebody, or to eat a Jewish person because there's a mitzvah to bury. But the regular person, there's no iso to eat. So if the only issue of the animals, because they have a chashivos, they were like people, that's only telling, that's also to kill them, but that's not so to eat them. So Shitas Ramban is like Shitas Rashi and Shitas Atoisis. However, if you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is in Perek Tes, Milchus Melochim Melocha Aleph, the Rambam Shita is al Shisha Dvorim Nistav Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, there are only six mitzvahs. And then he continues, Hoisif l'noach, ever minachai is only given to Noach. Shenemar ach boser benafsho domo lesachelo. So Shita Saramba means that this is only by Noach. Because by Adam, the pasuk it says, Ochol toichlo is al shemosit. But Taki, there was also, because according to Shita Saramba, was also to eat boser, to eat meat, no matter what. If he killed, if he didn't kill, was also to eat meat. Now, says the Klichemda, if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam is Lishitosi, because the Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah in Kelim, Perek Yuzayim Mishnah Dalet, says, V'yesh mi Moshe Bora b'yom arishon tuma, things that were created on the first day there is tuma, and Revi b'chamishi, things that were created on Revi b'chamishi, Ein b'im tuma. And the Rambam says, what's the tuma of b'yom arishon? B'yom arishon is maim, which maim is mekabel tuma, but b'yom hachamishi, there's no tuma. Why Rashi? The Rambam says, because chayus shebayam ve'oifes ein mekabel tuma, because oifes is a chayus, not mekabel tuma, meaning any sea animals, meaning any sea creatures, any water creatures, don't make mekabel tuma, and birds are not either. Now, the Rambam says, so he asks, Rechoira, the kasha is Rechoira Bosar Oif, is also Mekabel Tumah. It's Mekabel Tumah Sochlim. The same way the Shita Sarambam is on the first day, the things were created. Is Mekabel Tumah because water is Mekabel Tumah, so fish is not Mekabel Tumah, but birds, any Oif, is Mekabel Tumah. So what's the Rambam say that Oif is not Mekabel Tumah? So the Mukia Grif says, that's Lishita Sarambam, because the Rambam holds it Odom was not Roi Lachile Kunadid Bosar. So it comes out that the Bosar itself didn't have a din oichlim, so it was not mekabel tuma oichlim. To be mekabel tuma, to go ahead and become polluted, needs to be something which is food. At that time, oifes, birds, were not food. Why? Because of the barishon was not allowed to eat. But that's on the Ram Shitose, because Ram holds that you could not eat Bosar no matter what. Val Shita Sa'arashi and Toises and the Ramban, that doesn't apply. Why? Because you're allowed to eat meat. You're not allowed to kill to eat meat. So that is Shita Saram. The Kelichemda, it's also not so easy to understand the Ramban. Those sheet is it not also to kill, because why were you allowed to kill animals after the Teva? So says the Ramban, because since Noah saved the animals, they were supposed to be dead anyway, so therefore he was allowed to kill them. So, 1 second. That's only shech on all the animals. But dogim, they were not fish, they were not punished in the meat, in the, what you call it, in the marble. So why is he allowed to kill fish? He should be able to do everything else. And the Gemara says, Befir Jadoda Marishon is not allowed to kill fish. So according to Shita Saramban, they were very chosh because they were living beings, they were sentient beings. You're not allowed to kill. You're only allowed to kill here because you save them. That Lukhara, that doesn't apply by fish. And the second kashi asks also, because the Teras Kohanim says like this, Zoysa chaya esher tochelu mikola behema, this is the chaya esher tochelu, mashma moitzi miyad mashma. This is mashma, this is coming to be moitzi another heter. Because the Pasuk says, kerek zev datatlim lechezkol, HaKadosh Baruch was matir od noach to eat meat, yochol hakol odu thought that you're allowed to eat any meat, telling you that the heter of Noah was only shaykh to certain behemoths. 1 second. Now, if you hold that the Isur of Isur behemoth mea is a miut, is like almost like an exclusion, is almost like a qualification of the heter of Noah, but 1 second, you only needed the heter of Noah to kill an animal. But what happens to an animal that died on its own? And the Chora, if this is only a qualification, it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Klichemda says, this Poshup Shat is like Shita Sarambam. But the Chora is why? Why if an animal died on its own, you're not allowed to eat it? And what changed after Noach? So he brings the Ramo, the Chidushi Rama, and he says, what the Rama is saying is the Chora, that's how he explained. Because the Gemara Brocha says that the world has Din Kedusha. And brocha is matir de kedusha. That's why if you don't make a brocha, the Gemara says in brochas that you commit mila. So it comes out there is a din kodesh. Today, the din kodesh of the world, brocha takes it away. But before the chet of Adam Arishon, so there, before the marble, the world had kedusha and was a din kedusha. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, today, the word Kedusha is only until you make a brocha. Once you make the brocha, once you have a heter, it goes away from the Kedusha. But at that time, it had a din kodesh. So here, this explains very well how was Hevel Makriva Korban. The Chora is not Roel Achila, it's Yimashki Yisrael. So Bishlam, according to all the Rishonim, is only also to kill the animal. And here you didn't kill, you brought as a korban. So you're allowed to bring as a korban. According to Shita Sarambam, which is Rama, that's also to eat an animal no matter what, how can you bring as a korban? So it's the second Chilchem, according to how he explains, it's very Gishmak. Because the word is, why are you also to eat? Because it's a din koidesh. But if you bring mitzada korban, which is koidesh, there's nothing wrong. In other words, you're not allowed only to eat, take it away from Kedusha. But as long as you remain in Kedusha, you're allowed to do it. So it comes out the Klichemda says that till the marble, the world had a din koidesh. After the marble, the din koidesh went away. Today you need a brocha to be matir, but the din Kedusha and koidesh went away. And the question is, why does the marble take away? And if you tell me it's because of a chet of Adam Arishon, this should have been much earlier. Why specifically now after the Mabul? That's question number one. Question number two. Our parsha repeats the mitzvah pruvu after it says in brachos, after it says in the vachakot, after the mitzvah is said already in parshas brachos, in perkhes, posuk chopes. I'm sorry. It's perkhes. Posuk Zayin, Posuk says, Ve'atem pruvu shir tzuvaretz ruvuvo. So the Marsho in Daf Nun Tes says, if you pay attention carefully, in the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses about Shivas Ninoach, Mishvas Ninoach, the Gemara wants to discuss if pruvu is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Ninoach, the Gemara quotes the Posuk, Ve'atem pruvu. Doesn't quote, Ve'avarech lo'ekim yisam pruvu, the Posuk Parshas Bereishis. The Gemara quotes the Posuk in Parsha. Snoach. So says the Marsho, because the first posuk in Parshas Bereishis is only mitzah de brocha by vorech reisam alekim, and therefore here the posuk in the beginning also by vorech reisam alekim. Ve'atem pruvu, this is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah was only given to Bnei Noach. So since the mitzvah was only given to Bnei Noach, that's the posuk that the Gemara always quotes. So it comes out that the chiddush is that Noach, he got actually the mitzvah pruvu. And the question also needs to be asked, why Dafka Noach was given the mitzvah pruvu? Why Dafka Noach was given the mitzvah pruvu? Okay? That's number two. And the number three question is the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma asks, why are Noshim take potter mi pruvu? Right? Why are Noshim potter mi pruvu? So Zoktir, because the Torah is Darche Darche Noam, we know that since the Isha, the woman, has actually sakona and great pain to give birth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never be mechayev her. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her maternal instincts that she wants to be a mother, but not a mitzvah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forced her to do a mitzvah which is so painful to her and which is so dangerous to her. Zoktir, but this makes a lot of sense. So this is only after Chetetz Adas. But before Chetetz Adas, Take, that there's no God, the Noshim were chayiv and pruvu. And therefore, if you look very carefully, the Loshim pruvu, the Gemara says like this. There's a Mandeomar. The Gemara says, according to Rav Yosef, why are Noshim potter mi pruvu? Because the Posuk says, Ani kel shakai, pre urve. Right? So Tos has a kasha on second. It says pruvu beloshon rabbi before, but it's not a kasha because vayvorech hoitzem elikim pruvu. It says by other varishoin before the chetetz adas. So taki the noshim were chayev at that time. So that time noshim were chayev pruvu. Masheinke now today bizman hazeh noshim are not chayev pruvu benoach. So if you hold that the mitzvah was said, if there was a mitzvah by Adam Rishon, not like the Marsho, if there was a mitzvah by Adam Rishon, that mitzvah noshim were also chayef. Mashenke b'ray or parsha, when it says ve'atem pruvu, if you look at the pasuk at the beginning of the vayvorech hoisem elokim, it says vayidaber elokim el noach vel bonav. Which book was only talking? The reason why Losha uses loshon rabim is because it's talking to Noach and his sons, not to the women. So Taki, then, now the question is, it comes out something very funny according to the Marsh, to the Meshech Chochma. On the Pasuk says, V'kivshua, and according to one Mandomar, the Gemara, V'kivshua, to tell you, the dark ish, dark lichbash, v'noshim dark lichbash. And that was says by, in the Parsha of Bereishis. If it was says in the Parsha of Bereishis, it comes out that that Mandomar holds the noshim be potter even then. So the question then is, Kasha Chadar Kush Leduchta, why are noshim potter, according to the Mandomar? And to make such a machloik is such a very, very chidush. So the question is, what does that mean? To answer all of this, meaning the three kashas that we had, why was the din koidish before, why was there a din koidish before Chetetz Adas? That's number one. Was it din koidish? Oh, I'm sorry, where was that in Kodesh before the Chet HaMabul? The second thing is, why the mitzvah pruvu is done, given only after the Mabul? And the most important thing is also, if Noshim are potter, two questions. Number one, if Noshim became chayev, and they became only potter after Chetetz Adas, because Noshim, so first of all, why did you wait all the way to the Mabul to say that? And according to the Mandom who's Bekivshua, the Chayra comes out, why are they potter? And if they are potter, comes out there's a new machloik, as if Chava was potter or not. And the question is, what does that mean? So to answer all of this, we explain what the Shlo quotes. The Shlo asks this Kasha, Taki, why? What's the Chidush of the Prurvu? And the Shlo quotes the Zohar. The Loshon quotes the Zohar. Ita bezoyar, ilmalo lochot odam leovad told us ki gavna domi sita detzahara. If not for the chet of Adam, he would have not built the Adam. Btzur be oshkot mitzita detzahara. Aval ova told us mitzitra the ruach kadisha. The asht lovi told us, meaning after the mabul. Lovi told us, ella mitzitra detzahara. Begin the whole told us the Bninosha cool whom ye sita de Sahara. Now all the told us come to sita de Sahara, but the Inkach less than Kium. That's why there's no Kium. But the Lamal Lechot Adam, if not for the Chet of Darishum, Lishat Lishach Lishorech, me begin to then will not be expelled with river, the of Gan Eden, having all the told us me do, me sita Druach Kadisha, Kulun Kemalachi, Loin Kayom, the Dardorum Kemadele, who live forever. So explains the Shnil, the Vashko, the Shlo. What does that mean? That if you would have not been for the Chet, today is Mitzah the Yetzahor, and at the time of Adam Rishon before the Chet was Mitzah the Ketusha. So it's like this. Before the Yetzahor, before Chet Yetzadas, the world was the world of Kedusha, and the Kedusha was very clear. What it means is that the Kedusha was in this world, and like the Medrash says, right? The Medrash Shirashirim, Bose Legane Choizikala, Kedush Boch was Dirose Batachtoinio. Kedush Boch was here. Kedusha was here. The Avoid of that time was, that was the Hashpah that the Kedush Boch had, Mitzad Oyosha, that Kedush Boch was Mashpia, and you just had to go ahead and to hook it, and to basically capture the Kedusha and go away there. So the idea of having children, of procreating, was just kibyochol hooking up yourself to kedusha and being able to be marbe kedusha beolam hazeh. Basically, the idea was like Torah shebichsav by Luchos Harishonos that there was a gilui of a kedush bohu, and you just had to hook up the antenna. Meaning, there were different koichos. There was that's why the etzahor at that time was the etzahor of avodah zarah. There was hashpo, there was great spirituality being emanated in the world. You just had to hook up to the right spirituality and become a conduit to it. So the idea for the person was, Oyer Yosher, just to hook up. And that was told us. The told us was, there was no such a thing as relationships. The relationships were a relationship of Kedusha. That's why Yaakov Avinu, which got to the Madrig of Adam Marishoin, for him, the marital relationship was nothing to hide. It was a mitzvah like anything else. It was basically like the Malachim, that you take Kedusha and you hook up to the Kedusha and you're able to take your own take and to be marbe Kedusha b'olam hazeh. After the Chet Amam, after the Chet Etzadas, we brought a world. This was when it was Kosnos Oyer with an Aleph. There was clarity and spirituality permeated the world. After Chet Etzadas, we created confusion in the world. The ultimate confusion is that clarity is not here. Today's Kosnos Oyer with an Aleph, we have the skin, which basically creates a surface that hides the reality. The ultimate confusion is the mindset of creating a child, conceiving a child, which is the greater ribuy of Kedusha B'olam HaZeh, like we saw last week, which is the ribuy of the demus, that comes through a yetzer hara. It comes through the yetzer hara of arayas. Yetzer hara of arayas is something which is such a distortion of the etzem conception. Conception is that you're giving. You're giving to the world, you're marbik dusha to the world. The idea of what you call the arayas, the idea of the pleasure and the idea of the physical pleasure is actually not to give, but actually to take. Today the world is that you have to take from the world of Gashmius to bring Kedusha to Ilam Hazeh. So it's not that you hook up to Kedusha, which is already here. That's a Kedusha that you have to take something which itself is physical and use that to bring Kedusha to Ilam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochol is in the Elyonim, because now the world created a surface which Kedusha is not here. And instead of just us hooking up to Kedusha, just the opposite, we have to go ahead and bring Kedusha to Ilam Hazeh. That's the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we on Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav in itself is Kodesh, in itself is evident. You just have to open your eyes and hook it up to it. Torah Shebaal Peh is the opposite, that you have to use your intellect through the physical of this world and bring a Kedush Bohu to this world. And this is the avoida of Chefer Chetetz Atas. And this idea is so much so that Adam HaRishon was in a madrega of this Torah Shebichsav. That the idea of Torah Shebichsav is to hook up to the world, which the Kedusha is here. After Chetetz Atas, you created a surface, and today Kedusha is not here. It's very easy to fall prey to this world. You have to dafka break this world and bring Kedusha from above, which is the concept of Dor Chozer. Therefore, Anshe Dor Amabo, they were continuing to live in the same void of Adam HaRishon. And in the reality of this world, they actually were destroyed, because they became ultimately tied into Arayas. If you're just hooking up to what the realities of Ilam Hazeh, the realities of Ilam Hazeh is pure physical, which is wasting the potential of the world. And Noach was the only one who, after everything said and done, Noach motza chen beini Hashem, and even Noach, he had to be pushed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you realize that all the idea of the Teva was that he announced to the whole world that they are going to build the Teva, which means they're going to go ahead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the world. You just had to listen to the message. It's not that you had to search and make the message happen. You actually just had to hear the message. But the only one who heard it is Noach. But Noach was passive. Always the idea of Noach. That's why the pasuk says always the difference between Noach and Avram. It's Elohim Yisalech Noach, but it's always Elohim and then Noach. And by Avram Avinu is Asher Yisalachti Lefonai, that he is the one who went ahead. He was the one who brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu came here and called him. He made HaKadosh Baruch Hu come here. That's the chiluk of Avram Avinu and Noach. Noach, that's why Noach is still the idea of Motza Chein Beini Hashem, which is Matnas Chinam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and he listened to it. He just opened his eyes to something which is here. Adam of Avraham Avinu is not that he's opening his eyes to something which is already here. He actually makes it happen. He salech lefone ve'yetomim. Says the Shlod, that's the difference between Magdil and Migdal. Magdil is a posuk which is written in Tehillim, and Migdal is the same posuk that's written in Shmuel Aleph. And the minhag is that we say Migdal on Shabbos and Magdil on Kohel. What's the difference between the two? And the truth is, there's a third one. There is also something called Migdal. The pasuk says, the Zohar writes on the pasuk, Migdal ois shem Hashem bo yaretz tzadik v'nizav. And the Migdal ois is keneged the teva of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, what's the difference between Magdil, Migdol, and Migdal? He says, the idea of, I will just explain myself, what does it mean the word Mem Gimadal, which is Magdil, Migdal? Mem is the hoitzo min hakoach al hapoal. Always the word mem, the first time it mentions in the Torah is the word maim. And mem is when you want to extract A from B, you put a mem as the hook to be mitzi. Godel is to develop the full potential to make it independent. That's what the Gemara says about mitzia. Loi koten koten mamish, loi godel gol mamish. Koten ve'enoi somuch al suchanoviv, that's called a godel. Godel is something which is independent, which has full grown to the full growth potential. There are two ways of developing it. One of them is called Magdil. Magdil is the Patach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens to you, and then you bring it down to this world. That's the Chirik. That's Magdil. But then there is something which is much bigger, which is Migdol, that you start from here, from underneath here, from the Chirik, and you go all the way up to pull it from the Cholem, which is the dot above the letter. And that's much bigger. That's why says the Shlod. That's why Migdol is in Nevim versus Ksubim, and that's why you mentioned on the Shabbos. Because the Ikar Avod of the Adam is not to go ahead and to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come here and for you to open your mind and seize the opportunity, is for you to make it happen. And that's the Avod of after Dor HaMabul, that now the world, the Kedusha is not here, we have to make it happen. And ultimately, it's Migdol, that when we start from here, is the comets. It's not that you bring the Kedusha from above. We're going to be Megala the Kedusha, which is hidden here. That's why Loshen Komets, which is Komets. So that's why the Pasuk Migdalois is Keneged Losed Lovoy. That's the Giloi, that the Kedusha that we're bringing to this world was the revelation of the Kedusha, which is right here. That's the difference between the two. One of them, a Kedusha Bohu starts, and we just have to listen to it. The second one is, we have to make it happen. One is Isarusa de Leila, one is Isarusa de Letata. Isarusa de Leila is the idea of Magdil. He opens and you take it. Migdol is Isarusa de Letata. You make it happen and you bring him here. This is the generation before Dor HaMabul. Chet Etz Hadas created the world, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Medrash Shlashim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left this world. Bosi Ligan Yechizkal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koifes Boilomis. Kedusha left this world. We created from Kosmos Oyer with an Aleph, which was Kedusha evident in this world, to a world which is Kedusha Soyer, which is Kosmos Oyer, which is the Ein, which is the skin, which covers, which creates a surface, which is Gashmius, which is the today. The only way to bring Kedusha to the world is to go through a mindset which is Kuloi Gashmi, which is the Bia, and the idea of the Bia Sarayus. And that's our avoda. But in essence, that avoda is even higher than the previous avoda to it before. That's the difference between Noach. Noach is a Elohim Yisalech Noach. The Gemara says, Rashi already quotes, that Noach had to be pushed by Kodesh Boch. Kodesh Boch had to be in here, and he had to listen to it. That's like the Teva. By Avraham Avinu, it's just the opposite. Yisalech Lefonev. Avraham Avinu was the one who created the initiative, who went ahead and he started. Therefore, our mitzvah, our mitzvah Pruruvu is not the mitzvah of Avodah Marishon. That mitzvah of Avodah Marishon is very different than Pruruvu. The mitzvah becomes a mitzvah ledoeres is only the mitzvah of Bnei Noach. That's why the Marshal says it's only from the mitzvah of Bnei Noach. Mimela, that's very muvan. Why? Before the world had the din of Kodesh, and therefore it was also to eat in Havanah. Today the world is not Kodesh. It's only Kodesh for the Brocha, because it's Kodesh for the Avodah. But the Kedusha, you make it happen. That's why it's Kodesh mitzad avoda. Mimela, that's the word of by Noshim. Noshim by themselves, they are mekablim. In this world, you can't be mekabal. You have to be noisen. You have to make it happen. And then you could be mekabal. That's why Bizman Hazen, Noshim can be chayef. And the word is because today the world needs v'kif shua. You need the world that you have to conquer. The reality is not there. It's not that you have to go with the grain. You've got to go against the grain. Against the grain, noshim is the indar kamlich, which they are passive in this world. You've got to be active. And that's why the posuk v'kif shua, says the Maral, that posuk v'kif shua relates really to the mitzvah, how it's going to be in the end. In other words, that's the tzuras ha-mitzvah. The tzuras ha-mitzvah is that if there is a kif shua, by Odom HaRishon, you're right, the posuk v'kif shua doesn't say there v'kif shua. The kif shua is al shem osid. Like Tosafot says, that the posuk liminehem is al shem osid. And the word is very good. Because even though v'kivshua you only need in the time of Bnei Noach on, but the time of the Barishon need, the Pasuk still says there to tell you that for you to get to that madrega of Odom Arishon, you need v'kivshua. So v'kivshua is telling you, is being megale, that for you to get to the madrega of Odom Arishon before the Chet, you need v'kivshua. And if you need v'kivshua, is a mute on the women. So the Porsche of the Kivshua is not telling you that you need. It's telling you that if you need to get to the Madrega of Adam, you need the Kivshua, no Shemar Potter. But that reality only became after the Chet HaMabul. So the Porsche of the Kivshua is Hashem Osid. So why doesn't it say Parshas Noach? Because it's telling you that the Kivshua, what's the tzir, what's the shiur, how much the Kivshua you need? You need the Kivshua of the physical to get you to the Madrega of Adam Arishon. And therefore the Pasuk is v'kivshua. So it comes out that in Achinami, if you do the mitzvah pruvuk like Odom Arishon, Noshem Ar Chayoves. Why? Because then it makes sense. It doesn't need v'kivshua. But if you do mitzado ilam hazet, it's not the pshat, is that you're going with the grain. But you're going against the grain, Noshem Ucham Rekabel in Darkem Lichbosh. And since to get to the Madrega of Odom you need v'kivshua, Noshem Apturis, and the Ptur is only mitzado ze, but in Achinami, the Gilu is mitzado Odom Arishon, to tell you al Shema Osi that to get his Madrega, you need the Kivshua.